This is Patrick Donnelly. Certain men of small towns in the west of Virginia have heard through some trembling of their web of acquaintance that I am here, and from the academical villages where they teach English, French, piano, and design, from small museums called jewel-like by the locals, where they docent and curate, have come to hear me read some poems. They served in the army, never married, live close to their mothers or with them. One drove 50 miles over the mountains, across the James and past the stink of the paper mill. One seemed terrified when I began, but afterward shouted an invitation to visit his carriage house, and was I maybe interested in antique cars. One left a number in my box, offering a drink called the Famous, 11 parts dry vermouth to 1 part sweet. They dilated on the photos of handsome sailors on their mantles and pianos, played Stieber and Ferrier at me, and drank perhaps too deeply. I had a job there, but now I can steal away, their lilacs full of incense in February notwithstanding, their pears full of bees, back to the Greek granges of the north, meeting houses plain on the commons, away from their plantation pillars and the burden, not of all they needed to receive, but of the hidden, shamed, choked-back love they longed to give.